Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Schwurz Perik Vav Mishnah Beis. Manali Beyatcha. Reuben says to Shimon, there's a mana of mine by you. Again, a mana is 100 dinar. Amalai Bifnei Edim, Hain. And Shimon says to him in front of Edim, yes, I owe you a mana. And not only that, says the Batanura, he officially told these two people, you are my Edim. If not for that, perhaps later, Shimon could say, I was being sarcastic. You come to me, I owe you a mana. I said, yeah, I owe you a mana. I didn't mean it seriously. But now that you told two Edim, you be my witnesses, you can't tie into that he was saying it sarcastically. Okay. Can't be any better than this. He says, you owe me a mana. He admits in front of Edim. Fine, so pay him. What's the problem? Lemacher the next day, Amalai, Reuven says to Shimon, okay, so it's settled. Tenayuli, give it to me. And Shimon says, Nesatilach, I gave it to you. Potter, in this case, he is Potter. He doesn't have to swear that he already paid. Because right now he denies everything. Of course, Reuven's going to say, what do you mean he admitted owing the whole money? Not only half, he admitted owing everything. Yeah, but right now he claims that he paid it in full. And maybe that's true. So you want to take the money away from him, you have to prove it. Right now he's a Kaifer Bakail. And the Kaifer Bakail doesn't have to swear. It becomes a Maitzi Mechavrei Olivaraya. Reuven, you're trying to prove that Shimon didn't pay you. The burden of proof is on you. Now, suppose he says, okay, you admitted yesterday that you owe me money. And now Shimon answers, Ein lecha biyadi. You have no money by me. I never owed you any money. Now, he's not saying I paid you. He's saying, it's not true, I never owed you any money. Chayiv, you have to pay him. Yesterday you said in front of Edim that you owe him money. You can't change your mind now. Zakta Mishnah Vayta Manali biyadcha, someone says to a person, a mana of mine is by you. Amalai Hain, he answers, yes, I owe you a mana. Okay, but al titneuli, don't give it to me, eleba Edom, only with Edom. I want to make this very clear. I don't want to accept the money from you unless it's in front of witnesses. Lamacha Tamar, Amalai says to him, okay, titneuli, give it to me. And Shimon says, anasat yilach, I gave it to you. I gave it to you privately, not in front of witnesses. Chayif. Now he has to pay. Ibn Shetzarach, litni loy be Edom. This was the deal. You had to give it back to him in front of witnesses, and you didn't. So now we don't have to believe you that you paid him privately. Okay, quickly chazring over. Perik Vav Mishnah Beis. Case number one, Manali Biyatcha. He answers in front of Edim, people that he designated as Edim. Yes, it's true. Next day he says, okay, can I have it? Gave it to you. You gave me everything? Yes, I did. He's Potter. Now he's a Kaifer Bakal. He's not contradicting himself. He said it's true, but now he says I paid you. Case number two. Same beginning. You owe me 100. And he answers in front of Edom, yes, I do. Okay, now pay me. It's not true, I don't owe you. Too late, you can't contradict yourself. You already said in front of Edom that you owe me. Case number three. You owe me 100, but don't pay me unless it's in front of Edom. He says, yeah, it's true, I owe you the money. Tomorrow, okay, please give me the money. I paid you already. Where are the Edom? I paid you privately. No. You weren't supposed to pay, only in front of Edom. And now we don't have to believe you when you say that you paid me privately.